Eitan and I came across a Gemara this morning, a fascinating Gemara that got me so inspired. The Gemara says as follows. Ma'isav Rabbi Avahu, kishaba lehistalik min ha'olam, which is an interesting formulation also. When he came to be separated, removed from the world, when he came to die, nichnesu chachmei Yisrael, etzlo, all the chachmei Yisrael came to him, umatzo shehu boche, and they saw that he was crying on his deathbed. Amru lo, lama ta boche, halo kol yimecha yagia b'torah hayita? Didn't you have time, and you were osik in Talmud Torah all of your life? You were involved in learning Torah all day. Kol kach talmidim hamarta. And you even what? Established talmidim. You didn't just learn, you taught. You were a tremendous Rosh Hashiva, a tremendous Maggid Shir. V'lo o, ela shemida yisera yeshbacha. You had a third element, which is, shalom esakta bedinim. You didn't deal with, what translates right now is dinim. Amr lahem, Rabbi Avo says, aleha ani boche. That's exactly why I'm crying. And he explains, shalom ne'asiti b'masan shal Yisrael. I never carried the weight of Klai Yisrael on my shoulders. V'kiyamti ma'ashenemar v'ish trumot yahasren. Rabbi Avo says, I spent all my life in the Beis HaMedrash. And the other Rabbanim were not wrong for critiquing him, but he felt there was a lack of balance in terms of impacting, caring for, dealing with, carrying the weight of Klal Yisrael on his shoulders. I came across this Gemara while I was reading the Yom HaBarim Smechi as a few more Ha'aris which he points out to her, which just I found so inspiring. He writes, Ha'ari Shechazal Chaybo Lizbonein Al Matzav Ha'am HaYisraeli U'tapel B'tzar Chayhem. You have a responsibility to deal with Klal Yisrael and their needs. V'heim Chaybo Zos Afil B'Shan Kitikurim Shakol Holech B'miru Tativi V'shalom V'shal V'shorim B'olam. And certainly, and this is true when there's no threat, no existential threat. Life is moving along wonderfully and things are going well. You have responsibility for care for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Avo lived in a peaceful time. Alachas kama v'kama she'achiyu v'al kol bar Yisrael is bonin al matzav ha'am Yisraeli b'shana ma'ile asher nishpal v'nigda kol keren Yisrael v'hem b'bosisim alay aret v'ne'asu labuz v'kulun u'v'hefker k'dage hayam k'naf shosam u'bimimona. If that's true and there's shalom v'shalva and there's peace and sense of security, how much more so do you have to care for Klal Yisrael at a time of catastrophe, when things are falling apart? Alach kama v'kama shechiyuv kafulu mikupal al kol ish v'Yisrael letapel b'tzarcheihem uletaneim b'inyaneihem uloshia l'chlal Yisrael b'chol ma'ashe v'koch uloshia. How much more so at a difficult time? He lived during the Holocaust. Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Techtel lived during the Holocaust, and he points out that how much more so in a time like this, and he starts quoting Svarim, and he has a tremendous pikiyas. I am b'sefer Tomer Devor l'Rabbeinu Maharam Kardavo shekas v'shitzarach lachshov tovos avur Klal Yisrael mashe tov lehem. You have to stop and think about what does Klal Yisrael need. V'ayim b'yaros d'vash b'brachos hashiva shofteinu ma'achiv shemutol al ha-manhigim lachshov tovus l'chla Yisrael v'chot saros habol ha-Yisrael hu machmas manhigam lo tovim. Rav Techtel points out we have a responsibility during all times, but especially when Klal Yisrael are in a time of need, to deal with their pain, to handle what is necessary to deal with their needs. And I'll share with you a story about the Chafetz Chaim that speaks to me powerfully that I wanted to enlighten you with. It's a powerful story that I think really captures this particular Nakuda well. The Chafetz Chaim, in the conference of Gedolei Torah in 1929, there's a whole interesting story that goes along with it. He wasn't allowed to leave Poland. I think the Chafetz Chaim grew up in Radin, lived in Radin, and he didn't have smicha. He never got smicha until the end of his life, and he wanted to go to the conference of Gedolei Torah. The Polish government said, you need tzmichas. They found a couple of local rabbis, I don't know, 35-year-old young rabbis, to give a Chavetz Chaim, who's 90 years old, the Gadol HaDor tzmichas. It's a little bit of a joke. So the Chavetz Chaim started traveling. He went to the conference of Gedolei Torah. There's a lot of stories he told about this conference of Gedolei Torah. I once met a man who was at this conference. He told me he saw the Chavetz Chaim. I felt that connected to me to myself. He's a man from the west side. His name was Tiffin Braun. He made Aliyah with Rabbi Rizk and moved to Efrat in the 80s. He had ever since passed away. A bunch of Tiffin Brauns. There's one in Highland Park. A few around. So this man was a wonderful, wonderful man. And he says with such pride, he goes, I want to tell you something, Jesse. I met the Chafetz Chaim. I'm like waiting for the story. Like, that's all he wanted to tell me. That was like his thing. But I pushed him and pushed him and pushed him. He started telling me more stories about the Chafetz Chaim. One story says, if you got to Gedolei Torah, none of the Chassidim stood up for the Litvaks, and none of the Litvaks stood up for the Chassidim Shereveim. But everyone's there, except for one. Everyone's there for the Chafetz Chaim. He's a small little man. And he walked right up there. And he told the following story. He says, there was once upon a time a town, a village. And the town had very dirty water. No one had any clean water to drink. It was full of filth and dirt and muck. And the water was terrible. And the wise man came to town and he said to them, you know, villagers, if you sift through the water and you clean the water, you'll be able to drink much more clean water. It'll be, you know, officially you can clean it. It'll be healthy. It'll be refreshing. You're crazy. And he taught them how to filter out the water. And they started filtering out the water and they learned how to do it properly. And the wise man left town and they were unbelievably appreciative. They were so grateful and, you know, they were drinking clean water, deeply, profoundly, profoundly appreciative. And the wise man came back to town several years later, 5-6 years later, and the whole town had burnt down. The town had burnt down. What? There was a fire, and the people started taking out water and cleaning the water and cleaning the water and cleaning the water. By the time the water was clean enough, the town was already aflame. It was too late. So the Chafetz Chaim says, sometimes in life, we have the opportunity to sit and clean our water so it's appropriate to drink. But when there's a fire, you got to go out and put it out. He goes, let me tell you what the Nimshal is. It's 1929. Klal Yisrael is falling apart. Secular values are seeping into the culture. Intermarriage is at a whopping high rate of unprecedented numbers. I don't know, probably like 10% in those days. The intermarriage rate was high. People are stopping to keep Shabbos. They're losing a sense of Shmiras HaShabbos and Shmiras HaTorah. It's 1929, Rabosai. We have to go, we have to stop sitting in Kolalim and learning how to go out and teach. And he's right. But simultaneously, Rav Aaron Kotler, who had the opposite side of the story, was right as well. Who said to his Talmidim in Lakewood, in the 1960s. He said, the Chafetz Chaim story is 100% right, but realize if you go to war with a cannon, it's better than a gun. I think that's a story with Rabbi Avo. On the one hand, he cried. On the other hand, his friends didn't understand why he was crying. And the answer, I think, pshat in that Gemara, is that delicate balance between, on the one hand, total emotional connection to Klal Yisrael, the desire to teach and inspire them, the desire to influence them, the identity with Klal Yisrael. It shouldn't just be another mitzvah of Kiruv, although that's part of it. If it would just be another mitzvah of Kiruv, it'd be tough to imagine why Rabbi Avo was crying. I think the reason why he's crying is because when you identify with something, you want your team to win. It comes out of a deep, profound love. There's a major question out there as to what's the mitzvah of Kiruv fall under. If it's Talmud Torah, I don't know, is it shaykh to women? No one tells you only be makar of men, not women, because it's Talmud Torah. Maybe they're chayiv in the mitzvah. You can do Kiruv before you do make a Berks HaTorah in the morning. That's not Talmud Torah. What is it? Probably it comes under the idea is if you really love people, you want those people to have the most precious thing in the world that you have. Lahavdil, like a juicy piece of Lashon Hara or a joke. When you first hear a juicy piece of Lashon Hara, what's your gut? Let me go tell everyone this good. This good, you know. Lavdin, you hear a great joke, you want to share it. We should love Klal Yisrael so much and appreciate Torah and mitzvah so much. Appreciate how incredibly lucky we are to have been raised with Torah and mitzvahs, with Chayei Olam, with the capacity to make your lives meaningful, to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants in your life. What could be more precious than that? You should love people so much that you want to share with them the most precious thing you have. I think Rabbi Vo was crying because he realized it's time to leave this world. And he felt his splash, his impact, his contribution could have been greater. And the Chazal, the Chachamim, all came to him and said, no, you did great, you learned Torah, you're passionate about it. And more than that, you even were, Ma'amid Talmidim Harbeh, you established it. Talmidim Chachamim under you. Trying to cheer him up, and he's pointing, I did those too well. I did those too well, and I'm appreciative of that. But being osek in the needs of Klal Yisrael, because you identify with part of them, you love them because they're your brother. No one would want their younger brother to be Mechal Shabbos. You'd want to inspire him. You'd want to redirect him. You'd want to encourage him. It's a lot easier to feel it when it's a biological brother, but ideologically it's the same. I was once speaking to Rav Moshe, with Meir Tversky, about his brother, Rav Moshe Tversky, Hashem Yikom Damo, about how he, Rav Moshe Tversky, a very quiet person. And so I went up to him, I said, Rabbi, I hope you don't mind. I want to be the most raised and more respectful. I'm not saying too much. But I wanted to talk to him here about his relationship with his brother and his brother, you know. And he responded to me, he says, when any Jew in the world dies, you're supposed to be heart-wrenched, heartbroken. It's just easier to feel that when it's your brother. Okay, emotionally, maybe we care about our siblings and we try to encourage them to you know, Shomer Shabbos more, get the Dinim of Negiah, and try to inspire our siblings. It's easier to have a chavrus with your sibling. It's easier to understand and appreciate. But really, 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 we're supposed to look at Klal Yisrael and want their success. And it should come out of love and inspiration. I love them, want to share them the greatest things I have. Rabbi Avohu understood this deeply. The Chafetz Chaim appreciated this deeply. And again, I'm not suggesting give up all other values of learning and just go out and do kiruv. Rav Aaron Cutler's point is to be properly balanced with it. You got to become someone who can pour out water. You have to have a cup full of water if you want to pour water out in my melatonin. We should continue developing ourselves passionately to inspire ourselves to commit to become serious B'nai Torah, big Talmidei Chachamim, and full-fledged, proud members of Klal Yisrael with all of our brothers to teach and to educate and to inspire. If at a time of need, like 1929, Chafetz Chaim felt Klal Yisrael was on fire, Halach has come Kama practically 90 years later. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael, over the last 90 years, in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, has not moved forward. The last 10, 15 years probably is. And the reason why is because the Kiruv movement took off. We should support it. We should get involved. We should believe in it. We should inspire. Yom HaShavuot Shabbos.